Heidi'sSewingMachine.com. Heidi's Sewing Machine, your headquarters for all of your sewing needs.
Are you behind in payments and upside down on your home loan? Before you pull the trigger on a short sale, make one more call to St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. Here's Steve Scallerin to explain.
Obviously, we are very successful in providing the most affordable service of our kind at St. Louis Home Retention Group. However, because of their equity position, there are some of our clients that just want to pursue the option of getting out from underneath their property altogether. In this situation, there are programs in place that are unique to our current economic housing environment. By working with the St. Louis Home Retention Group, we will do our best to eliminate your deficiency balance, eliminate your financial liability, minimize the negative impact to your credit, and most of all, because we have licensed realtors available to us, we will assist you in finding your new home. Most importantly of all, we will provide these services to you for no out-of-pocket cost to you.
Call St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, or online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Star Coins and Stamps. They want to give you money. Top prices paid for gold and silver and platinum, jewelry, coins, even scrap metal. Aggressively buying rare coins, gold and silver coins, paper money, U.S. and foreign stamps, proof sets, flatware, and more, and free verbal appraisals. Just bring your merchandise in. They're going to give you an honest estimate. They're going to pay you right on the spot. It's Star Coins and Stamps, 500 South 5th Street in St. Charles, next to Dollar General. Again, the number is 636-949-2203. Family owned since 1958. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with a veteran, highly respected staff. The owner, Nancy, wouldn't have it any other way. Again, free verbal appraisals on the spot. They'll give you an honest estimate. They'll pay you right then. And if you want to buy collectibles, they sell solid gold and silver coins and a huge variety of collectible items. Stop in and check out the displays and ask about any other collectibles you're interested in purchasing at Star Coins and Stamps. Ask for the Big 550 special, Star Coins and Stamps, 636-949-2203.
The weather's warming up. That means baseball, barbecues, and bikes. The big kind. While you're out there on the road, be on the lookout for our two-wheeled friends. Motorcycles are often difficult to see, especially when you're turning left and they're in oncoming traffic. So start looking for motorcycles. And riders, do your part. Wear your helmet and bright reflective clothing.
Learn more at SaveMoLives.com. Brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
the fatty corpuscle.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 19th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. Big trivia night coming up 1 month from tonight. It's the 19th of May. Today is the 19th of April. Exactly 1 month away. I'm going to twist your arm for a little money. Not from all of you. I understand the people who can't give to charity right now. I get that. But you know who you are who can. And we're going to have a little chat about how good Window World is to St. Jude Children's Hospital and how you can help make it even better.
Hey!
But first, one of the people who will be at our large morning show in the afternoon trivia table that night that you will get to hang out with. How about that for a dream come true?
Oh, man.
Eon, the peon, our control board operator, of course, alongside will be his wife, Angela. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to their clients every 3 months. Wow. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the Chicks.
You say, well, I'd like to make a contribution. I'd certainly enjoy sitting at a nice, fun trivia night with eats and drinks, but I'm only going to do it if I know at that table will be the voluptuous Tina Dalfies. Yes, she will be there. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
You don't think you're voluptuous? Seriously, you don't think you're voluptuous? You know what? Can you meet me right after the show?
Okay.
I'm going to show you a couple of reasons why you are voluptuous. I'm going to point them out to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. I'm here to help. You say, well, I'm thinking about it. I'd like to go to that Window World trivia night. But, man, I don't want to sit next to that Dan Strauss. Well, you don't have to sit right next to him. That
no,
would be part of the deal. We could guarantee that in the deal.
I could go sit at another table.
No. You're not at another table. They just don't have to sit right next to you.
You can sit next to me.
Okay, I'll sit next to Tina.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Now, he will be there that night, but you won't know who he is. He's a master of disguise, and he's not going to be participating, but he'll be making sure that everything is copacetic, as they say.
Hey!
And I don't even know what that means, but I've heard it before. Bernice is in heaven.
Of course, it's fine, Jim.
She'll be looking down to make sure people aren't cheating at trivia night. And Rat Boy will not be at the table, but he will...
You're going to supply some what?
Cheese.
He'll supply some cheese,
yum.
He said.
Crackers,
yeah,
maybe?
For the table, yeah. No?
He said,
bring your own crackers. he'll just supply what again? What?
Cheese.
Cheese. He'll supply the cheese. And I talked to the folks at Window World. I said, do you need a live band? And they said, no, but if we did, and the first words out of their mouths were, if we did, we want that Bruce Limperst and the all-boy orchestra. And can you blame them?
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal, folks. I'm not above begging if it gets down to that, and we're right out of the gate with this. We're a month away, but why? Sometimes you folks torture us. You always come through, always, but sometimes it's like it's right before, the deadline, and then here comes the money. Here's what we'd like to do. Oh, I have a number for you too. I thought you might appreciate this. In the last 2 years of these trivia nights, Window World has been able to give St. Jude Children's Hospital $78,000.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
And that's not a check that they write. This is from you folks and the trivia night and all that. The Window World is a big supporter of St. Jude. If you ever take the time to go read a little bit about St. Jude Children's Hospital, you will be too. Now, one way you can do that is we're going to buy a table, and you and a guest could sit at that table and have a great fun trivia night. Last year we got $1,000. I'd like at least that this year, maybe more, because what's happened, before I could stop them, the Window World people sent out an email to the other stations and revealed our idea to them and let them know. Yeah, it was our idea. And say, hey, look what the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon did. And they had somebody bid for a guest seat with a companion. And look at the money they were able to bring in. So now we're going to have the copycat stations. We're going to have another station out there somewhere trying to one-up us. Not going to let it happen. You're not going to let it happen. Look, if you have a little dough, here's another thing. Everybody waits till the holidays to give to a worthy cause. Don't do that. You don't have to wait till December. If you have $1,000, $2,000, whatever, you want to bring somebody, have a fun night, May 19th, it's a Saturday night, Maryland Heights Community Center, all you have to do is email me, name and a phone number, how much you want to bid. Let's start it at $1,000. I don't know how much more than that we'll get. Maybe we'll be really surprised. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com, or you can just call 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. Dan will take your call. Say, here's my name, here's my phone number, and here's my bid. We've never been disappointed. You've never let us down. So please, we need you. We need you to help us. And selfishly, yeah, help us look good when it comes to our part, the part we're playing in all of this for St. Jude Children's Hospital. And of course, all made possible because of Window World, the folks who produce the only window of its kind for $189. Yes, there are other windows for that price, but they're not the quality. They don't carry the warranty. They don't have the good housekeeping seal of approval. Window World. You want to know more? WindowWorld.com. Thank you in advance, everybody. And for those of you who can't bid, thank you anyway. I really do get it. We don't expect everybody to have a lot of extra money in this economy. But there are plenty of people who do. I want to say, I don't like the term shout out because that's what other stations use. So I just want to say a big hello to my good friends in Redbud, Illinois, Pat and Merle Butler. Pat and Merle.
You go way back with them?
Pat and Merle, if you're listening, I used to date a girl from Redbud, Illinois, many, okay, it was like 2 months ago. Oh. But I went to Redbud then, and you folks won't remember this, Merle and Pat, but we met many years ago, and you really liked me, and I liked you. So I just wanted to remind you of that, and I've never forgotten what nice people I thought you were.
Hmm.
So I just wanted to say hello to, and it has nothing to do with them winning the 100 and whatever million. There's nothing to do with it.
200 and something million.
No, the check after taxes was 101. What was it? 110.
158.
Wow.
What was it?
No, 110.5 million. That was the number that I'm looking at right now. Yeah,
that's all, man.
So Pat and Merle, good to talk to you folks again. And I like this. It says they don't. I love this. But you see them on TV, just really good, average, decent people, married 41 years. It says they don't anticipate their lives changing. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. and Mrs. Butler. You may not anticipate your life changing, but trust me, it is going to change whether you want it to or not. Whether or not you change, you're going to be forced to change a lot of things. And you're going to be forced to learn how to, maybe for the first time in your lives, be a little bit nasty if you have to, because you're going to get people who are going to be relentless and rude and do anything it takes to give you the sob stories of the century, and you're going to have to deal with that. So you may have to, you know, develop the personality that you'll need to handle that.
You have that in common with them, don't you? Aren't you going to be married 41 years this year?
You know what? We ought to get together with the Butlers.
That's right.
We ought to get together for dinner. I'll tell you what. Mr. and Mrs. Butler in Redbud, Illinois, if you're listening, my 41st is coming up in June. If you guys want to get a hold of me, we will go to Annie Gunn's, and I'm going to let you guys buy. Here's why. If I did it, it would look like I'm kissing up or something.
Right.
I'll get dinner. That wouldn't look right. So I'll let them pick it up. You watch. They'll get in touch with me. They'll be contacting me. Did you hear the control tower conversation where the pilot called the bird strike? Did you hear that a while ago?
No.
Well, Pion, it was in our own news.
Oh.
You listen,
I mean,
right?
Yes.
And what's funny to me, and I've said this before about airline pilots, commercial airline pilots, they must go, as part of their training, they must be taught how to sound super relaxed, because every time they come on that... Captain, and they got that sort of.
I wonder if they're taught that to put everybody at ease on the plane.
It sounds like it's too consistent that can't. But this guy has had a bird strike and an engine's out, and I just heard it. If you listen, you'll hear it again. Here's what it sounds like. He's talking to the tower. Delta 5633 got an engine out. Just had a bird strike here. Declaring an emergency. Almost like he's yawning. We're declaring an emergency. As opposed to, if I were the pilot, we got the bird strike!
Yeah.
We got an emergency! Mayday! 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 Yeah, I'm panicking. They've got a calm way about them. Now, I didn't mention this, but I'm going to mention it now for a reason. About 3 weeks ago, I was introduced to the brother of somebody very, very famous. I didn't know that that's who it was until this friend of mine said, would you like to meet Paul Newman's brother?
Ooh,
and I said, well, sure. Ooh. And he says, now I'm going to tell you, before we go over to meet him, he looks just like Paul Newman. You'll know him. And honest to goodness, you knew immediately it was Paul Newman's brother. Arthur, I think is his name, Arthur Newman. Now, here's what's funny. I don't think that I'd want to be Brad Pitt's brother or Paul Newman's brother, because, first of all anybody wants to talk to you about is your brother. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go over, because a friend of mine happens to be a friend of his, and he was at this place, and it doesn't, the rest doesn't matter. But when I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to try not to say something about his brother. And then I realized I had nothing else to say to the guy. Because that, you don't, what else are you going to say? Nice to meet you, Mr. Newman. And that's it?
Yeah.
So then,
how many movies have you been in?
Yeah. You have any salad dressing?
Yeah.
You know what though? He runs that Newman's Own thing.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
He's in charge of that now. So you could say, you know, hey, love your salad dressing or something. Mm-hmm. But that would sound stupid too. But seriously, Clint Black has a brother, Kevin Black, and he plays a guitar.
Yeah.
And he, Johnny Cash, Tommy Cash.
Really?
What's his name? Opie. Ron Howard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Clint Howard.
Yeah.
So what are you going to say to these people if you meet them, except talk about them? So I think it'd be tough to be the brother of somebody like that. All right, tonight is the premiere episode of a show that I have already set my DVR to record, because I want to record it, and I'm going to watch just enough of it to confirm that I cannot stand this woman as much as I believe I can't stand her, and that's Kathy Griffin. The ugliest, least funny female comedian on the planet. I do not get the success of Kathy Griffin. Does anybody think she's funny? I've never heard her say
times,
a funny thing.
I've heard her say funny things.
She's obnoxious. She's filthy. Not cute. You know, at least Whitney Cummings is kind of cute. Yeah, attractive. Kristen Wiig, funny, cute. Kathy Griffin is frightening to me. She scares me when I look at her. But Bravo tonight, if you're interested, it's the premiere of, and it's a, like a sit-down, I think, interview, late-night type thing. Like, mm-hmm. That hasn't been done before. And I have to make just a quick statement about this, all this big brouhaha over these photos that are 2 years old, where the soldiers are holding up the body parts from a suicide bomber. Do you know the story?
Yeah, I didn't see any pictures of it.
This Karzai, this guy in Afghanistan, this guy says that, oh, of course, he's appalled, and he says that what these soldiers have done is inhumane. Let me tell you what's inhumane. Blowing yourself up, that's inhumane. And killing other people with you, that's inhumane.
Who are the people that are releasing these photos?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. They're stupid for doing it.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. The point is, who cares? And I don't care if soldiers pee on the bodies of some people who just killed 20 of their buddies. Who cares? I don't care. I know that's not how we're supposed to act. I get that. I know we're not supposed to hold up legs and arms and all that, but people have no idea. I don't even have any idea what these soldiers, the hell that they live in over there, eating dirt, hoping they don't get blown up every second. I don't know how they even sleep without one eye open. And so they're in charge of identifying the remains of the suicide bombers so that they can, you know, they take print of whatever's left of the body so they know which ones they took out. You know, well, we've eliminated this guy, Azagababa Gigigazibad. It's a horrible job. It's a horrible job. So every once in a while, they're going to do something stupid just to avoid a meltdown. It's a dark, ugly place to be where they are serving, and so they're going to do some crazy things to just blow off some steam. It doesn't bother me in the least that they had a little fun with the body parts of a lunatic. That's not inhumane. Crazy crap. The Stooges. I found out more. I got more specifics, and it confirms what I had heard on that special last night about the Three Stooges. Here's the deal. They actually became the Three Stooges in 1934. Prior to that, it was like Ted Healy and his Stooges. It was Moe and another guy. But then they became the Three Stooges. So they signed with Columbia Pictures to appear in these little comedy shorts. And in Mo Howard's autobiography, he said that they each got $600 per week on a one-year contract with a renewable option. Now, follow me on this. $600 apiece per week, 1 year, renewable each year. They got $1,000 for their first short called Woman Haters. That's $1,000 among the three of them. It's like, you know, $330 apiece for Woman Haters. And that was a pretty big hit, and all of a sudden it looks like, hey, the Stooge thing is taking off. So they then signed a term contract for $7,500 per film to be divided between the three of them. Within their first year, it says they became hugely popular, and the guy who was the president of Columbia Pictures, a guy named Harry Cohn, he actually used the Stooges' shorts. These were little films that played before the main attraction, like cartoons used to play. He would use that as leverage and tell movie theaters that unless they played some of his B-movies, the ones that weren't as desirable, he wouldn't release to them the Stooge movies. And everybody wanted the Stooges' shorts. So he used that as leverage to get them to play movies that weren't racking up quite as much in ticket sales as they wanted them to. He also, it says, saw to it, Mr. Cohn, who was the president of Columbia, he saw it that the Stooges remained completely ignorant of how popular they were. This is very interesting. They were with Columbia for 23 years and were never aware of their drawing power at the box office or how much money they were really bringing in.
Wow.
Their contracts had an open option that had to be renewed every year. And he would tell these guys that short subjects were on the decline. There was less interest in short films. And they said that wasn't a complete fabrication, but he would tell them literally, comedy shorts are dying. The days are numbered, but I'm going to re-sign you guys anyway. And he would do this year after year after year, and said the Stooges would actually sweat it out each year, hoping that they would get renewed for a year, because this guy had them convinced that, man, very rapidly, there'd be no demand for these kinds of films anymore. It was a cruel deception, because they were unaware of their true value. And it says that his tactics worked for all 23 years they were at Columbia. Never once in the 23 years did they ever ask for a raise. Is that unbelievable?
Wow.
And it said it was not until December of 57, after they stopped making the short films, that Mo Howard finally was able to figure out the underhanded tactics of this guy Cohn and how valuable they were and how many millions of dollars they actually could have and should have earned. But it was too late. Check this out. They were required to knock out 8 short films a year within 40 weeks.
Wow.
8 films in 40 weeks, and they actually used the time off the other 12 weeks to tour, and they had a live act to make extra money.
Man.
Is that unbelievable? They did 190 film shorts and 5 feature films with Columbia. So now you have, as Paul Harris likes to say, the rest of the story.
That was Harvey.
What?
Harvey said that.
Ah. I did that once before. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This joke has to be 100 years old. Every vaudeville comedian has told this joke. I haven't told it for a couple of years just because it's such a tired old joke. But it's pretty funny in case you haven't ever heard it. There's a guy in a shopping mall, and he sees a kid in there shopping, and this kid has a mohawk haircut. His head is just skinned, except in the middle is this giant sort of, what do you call that fan of hair, that mohawk? I mean,
yeah.
And it's green and purple and red. It's every color in the rainbow. And this older guy, he's just staring at this kid. And the kid sees him staring at him. And he looks at the old guy and goes, "What are you looking at, old man?" And the old man says, "Nothing." He says, "No, it's not nothing."
What's the matter? Never seen anybody color their hair before? You got a problem? The old guy says, No, I don't have a problem. He says, what are you looking at? He said, well, you know, when I was in the service in the Philippines, I got really drunk one night, and I had, I'm not proud of this, but I had sex with a parrot. And I just thought you might be my son.
With your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we just got a lot of slow volume out here. Looking at eastbound 40, that was heavy from 141 through Mason, 170 through Big Bend. Westbound 40, that's still heavy from a little west of Grand through McCausland. Looks like it's still right back up at 170. That goes all the way out to Mason and from Clarkson up to Moon Bridge. Southbound 270, that's running slow now from Ladue down to Norty Ferry. Westbound 70, that was a really real mess. They had an accident on eastbound 70 at Union. All the folks going westbound were slowing down, and that was heavy from Goodfellow to the Union. And then slow past the airport from the Blanchet Bridge up to TRU's. You still got a little slow pocket on westbound 44 as you make your way toward Elm. This traffic report is brought to you by Chevrolet. Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better, like the 42 mile per gallon Highway Cruise Echo. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today. With your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Get a quick take on the day.
Say that again.
Get your eyes and ears on KTRS.com.
The internet, that thing's still around.
It's headlines and high fives.
You're the cat's pajamas, man. You're the bee's knees.
Catch the news you crave on demand.
People of Earth, hear this.
If you haven't been to KTRS.com lately, you're missing a whole new adventure.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Have you tried everything but nothing seems to work? The P-STEM procedure may be your answer. After just one treatment, most patients describe a remarkable reduction in pain symptoms. Plus, there are no side effects that come from painkillers or impaired reactions. The P-STEM is FDA approved and provides reliable, safe, non-invasive, effective relief for painful conditions including back, neck, and joint pain, pain from arthritis, migraines, and even pain related to cancer. Call the St. Louis Spine and Orthopedic Surgery Center at 888-480-0231 to schedule your consultation today. Most major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
Since most accidents in the home happen on the stairs, it's important to know that your stairs are safe and up to today's codes.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
So many of the homes have wood balusters. In fact, most homes have wood balusters. And by changing out those wood balusters, it makes it a safer balustrade for one, but it really improves the look of the home. It's just a dramatic change.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform with today's building codes.
We think out of the box. We try and come up with new and innovative ways of building stairs, and not just building stairs, but since we're doing so much more in existing homes, of how to work in people's homes without causing them a mess and a hassle.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.
Stairs are all we do.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Thursday. That means you get $3 off any extra large 20-inch pizza at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. Save $3 on a delicious extra large 20-inch pizza every Thursday at Stefanina's.
There are neighborhoods in St. Louis that stand out above the rest, but none like the charming community known as Old Webster in Webster Groves. Trees and flowers frame the beauty of Old Webster, the friendliest shopping and dining destination in the area.
Embroider the Occasion specializes in embroidered gifts for all occasions. The quick turnaround, affordable prices, attention to detail, and personal service keep customers coming back. Like blankets, totes, robes, slippers, towels, hats, spa bags, backpacks, keychains, lunch totes, coolers, corporate logos, school spirit wear, and silk-screened one-of-a-kind t-shirts. There's lots more at Embroider the Occasion, 124 West Lockwood in Webster Groves. Visit embroidertheoccasion.com.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They're just steps away from your car in Old Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagined in Old Webster. Go to shopoldwebster.com.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block and watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Target Talk St. Louis every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms from competitions to firearm safety.
Durability pays with a Quaker State cashback bonus. Details at quakerstate.com.
Want to vent about some really rude behavior you've encountered? Join me. I'm Marie Dubuque for Manners by Marie. Right here on Sundays at 3 o'clock on the Big 550, KTRS.
Got a text the other day from a friend of mine. He went to Lake of the Ozarks with his son and said they went to Pistols Plus and went down to the range and had a great time shooting a couple handguns. Just a reminder this weekend, if you're headed that way, stop in at Pistols Plus. Tell them your name in the PM. They'd love to meet you, and you're going to see a wonderful, wonderful store. There's only one. No affiliation with the what used to be their St. Charles location. We're going to Southern California, where Mike Evans resides and where he gets all his scoopage. He's going to share it with you now, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Mike Evans, everybody.
Come on, man. What are you doing there, Skeely?
Talking to you.
Duh!
On a 77-degree St. Louis summer, early summer day.
101 here.
Beautiful.
Lucky.
101 degree.
Too hot.
It's about what Frank
O'Pinion used to
call.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
I'm kidding.
Not too hot. Dry heat is a great heat.
I know.
You need to learn that.
And I shoot about 77. So you see what I did there, homie?
You shoot St. Louis temperature. I shoot Southern California.
You what?
I said sheet. I meant shoot.
What's going on here?
Yeah, when you get to 110, let me know. Then you'll have my score.
There you go. Paco's question, name the name of the celebrity that spends the most money on his teeth. Sees the orthodontist about once a week. Steve Carell.
Steve Buscemi.
Tom Cruise. Or Denzel Washington. Answer in just a minute. Regarding some love nuggets for you, you've heard the story about the Secret Service agents and the prostitutes in Colombia.
What?
The next shoe to drop is the Secret Service agents, the prostitutes, and the cocaine in Colombia.
Oh. Ooh. I saw TMZ had some pictures of one of the
Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
Is it true? Kim Kardashian is spreading rumors. She's telling people she thinks she's pregnant with Kanye West's baby.
Oh, good.
Hang on a second.
What do you mean, fake? You go to the drugstore, you pee on it, and you know in 10 seconds.
Hang on. First of all, that's impossible. I don't believe they're married.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
You better recheck your sources.
Oh, I'll check that out.
Okay.
More Kim Kardashian regarding that ridiculous story. She wants to run for mayor of Glendale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's
why it's not ridiculous. Think about it. Look at the publicity she's getting just for saying a stupid thing like that. I mean, she's getting more publicity.
First of all, you have to live in Glendale or run in Glendale, which she doesn't. Can't imagine her leaving her $50 million estate in Beverly Hills to move to Glendale. She says she's going to run for mayor. Kim, you can't run for mayor in Glendale. You run for city council, you make city council, and then your fourth year in your city council term, you get to sit as mayor. That's the way that works. You can't actually run for mayor. I mean, the whole thing is just...
idiotic.
Pays $1 a year. I don't know that she wants to take 7 months of her every year out to work for $1.
No.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah, it's a publicity grab.
Yep.
There you go. Ryan Seacrest. Reminds me, he's going to co-host the Olympics with NBC, with Al Michaels, Bob Costas, and Dan Patrick. Something very weird. Yesterday, Dan Patrick was asked what he thought of Ryan Seacrest. And Dan Patrick had a very odd response. He said, quote, "I don't know Ryan, but he seems like the kind of guy that would get daily colonics."
Oh, I love that.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, you know what? Here's the brilliant thing about that statement. Here's the brilliant thing about that statement. You can't turn that into anything that's absolutely negative. It can be very positive. He could say, well, what I meant was he seems like a very health-conscious guy, a very clean guy. Yeah. That's what's so great about it.
Probably just because he's so metrosexual and... into himself.
But they have to resent that.
He's way into himself.
They have to resent it. What the hell does he know about sports and he's doing the Olympics?
Yeah, and I don't know that I blame him for resenting.
I don't blame him. Ryan is the producer of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. He plans to take the Kardashians with him to London, and when he's not doing the actual Olympic Games, he's going to do some shows with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
A few items in 30 seconds. We'll keep it short. Photos are popping up of Rihanna doing cocaine at the Coachella Music Festival.
Photoshop.
Must be.
Maybe it's a hologram.
Must be. Yeah. Ted Nugent says he wouldn't be surprised if his taxes were audited after saying that Obama is wiping his arse with the United States Constitution.
Oh, my goodness.
He probably will have them. Michael Jackson's bodyguard will file papers tomorrow along with DNA evidence. He says that proves that he is Blanket's baby daddy. I think he wants a little bit of that Michael Jackson estate money.
Repeat that again. Who is this?
This is Michael Jackson's bodyguard. Says that he gave sperm to Michael Jackson. That is the sperm that made the blanket.
Hang on a second. Why couldn't Michael Jackson have donated his own?
Maybe
I don't get it. I mean, even if he didn't want to do it with a woman, it's still a donation.
You know, I heard that he was very embarrassed. You know, there was a time where they made him do some very embarrassing things. Could it be possible that he couldn't perform after
that? You know
what? I don't know. He actually made a statement.
No, we had it. It was exclusive to us. Peon, do we have it?
That would be very embarrassing what they demanded from Michael.
Well, he... it was an exclusive, I remember, to KTRS. I remember we got national press about it. No, yeah. Wait, nobody.
Well, let's hear that right now, Peon.
Well, hang on, I got
Michael Jackson.
Peon, how long would it take us to get that?
Yeah, here we go.
No, don't say here we go. He's not ready. He's no abuse.
I found it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's ready.
Here it
it's
is. It is pretty. It's kind of shocking.
Mm. They served a search warrant on me, which allowed them to view and photograph my body, including my penis, my buttocks, my lower torso, thighs, and any other area that they wanted.
Yeah, you know what?
I'll bet you're right. That created some sort of an emotional. He was no longer able to perform after that.
I don't know. I think he wanted white children.
An error.
She's got a great point. Those kids are not. They're white, man. That's a great point.
Very good. And finally.
Oh.
Name the name of the celebrity who spends the most money on his teeth, goes to the orthodontist once a week, Steve Carell, Tom Cruise, Denzel Washington.
Well, they all have nice teeth, that's for sure.
Really? I thought Tom had kind of funky teeth.
No, Cruise has nice teeth.
I will not apologize.
They're kind of rat teeth, but they're real nice.
Jeez.
I didn't mean it, rat boy. They're
don't tell rat boy.
They're kind of nice.
Don't
white
tell rat boy.
I'm going with rat Steve Carell.
All right.
I'm going Steve Carell.
Tom Cruise.
Then I'll take Denzel.
The answer is Tom Cruise.
Got it.
Mike Evans Live Hollywood, say up.
Oh.
And I'll bet you if you went back and looked at Tom Cruise 25 years ago, he's not the same teeth. Because if I remember early on, he had kind of a... You know who's got some weird teeth is that Ricky Gervais. He's like shark teeth.
He's got that eye tooth.
I'm not kidding. If he bit you and they did some of those CSI things, they go, shark bite. Small shark. Yeah, he could play some kind of a vampire or something. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. You want to know more? Go to thompsonprice.com. They do fantastic work. You'll look at it for many, many years to come and say that was money well spent. We're going to take a break, but we will come back to say goodbye the right way on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, it's still kind of a mess out here in most of the areas. Now, they have cleared that accident eastbound 70 at Union. All of that jam up behind that has been thinned out, but it's made its way eastward, and you're slow from Grand through St. Louis Avenue. Downtown eastbound 40, that's running heavy between Jefferson and Poplar Street Bridge, still stacked up. Eastbound 5570 from the Poplar through 64. Westbound 70, it's slow through the airport. Get a stop-and-go pocket between 94 and Zumbel, and then again from 370 out through T.R. Hughes and westbound 40. Just not thinning out. You're still slow. A little west of Grand to McCausland. Looks like 170 through Mesa, 170 through Mason, and then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you owned a Patriot sunroom, how would you use it?
Hi, I'm Pat Lewis, co-owner of Patriot Sunrooms. If you have ever considered a sunroom for your home, I have exciting news for you. Your sunroom may be free. That's right, free. Stop by one of our showrooms conveniently located in Kirkwood, Edwardsville, Ellisville, or register online for your free sunroom at patriotsunrooms.com. With 14 models, I know we have a sunroom that's right for you, and now at prices that can't be beat. With special financing and free estimates, don't delay. Call today, 1-800-285-3232, or register for your free sunroom at patriotsunrooms.com. Your sunroom may be free. Call today, 1-800-285-3232.
When you own a Patriot sunroom, you've got outdoor living indoors.
Gold Jim knows you're stronger than the double fudge, the deep fried, the double stuffed, getting stuck in the fast food rut. So let's go on a strict diet of sweat and hard work, binge on crunches, lunges, and a little treadmill for dessert. Build an appetite for more success and a lot fewer regrets. Come into Gold's today and know your own strength.
Limited time. No contract and unlimited guest privileges. You'll enjoy the latest equipment, free kids club, and will never have to wait in line. Call 800-99-GOLDS for the location nearest you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
With all the horrible jingles there are out there, that Patriot Sunroom, good job. Actually, a decent jingle. Way to go. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Alright,
Dan.
Alright,
Dan.
Bye,
y'all.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com.